Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me this morning. Thanks for being here, Kenny.
Hey, good to talk to you. Did you get snow early in the week?
We didn't get snow. We definitely have had weather, though. Just wet. I guess we got, a quarter inch over Tuesday and then a solid half inch last night. It really was reminding, you know, just that hard rain. And then driving through Duluth, there was an intense thunderstorm. You know, I was listening to the NPR the whole time, and there was nary a warning while we were, it was really almost impossible to drive, and hail and everything. So I feel like the weather is, weather's playing a little bit of high drama this week. Tell us what we already know.
Yeah, we had some hailstorms in Minnesota yesterday. And just a reminder, you know, the Weather Service, you know, will actually issue a warning for a thunderstorm that that could do damage. That's essentially what this is about. So if the hail is greater than 1 inch in diameter or 1 inch or greater, if the winds get up to 50 knots or 58 miles an hour, or of course, if there's a tornado, any of those would prompt a warning. And a lot of the hail we had yesterday was just below that 1 inch level. So there were these, instead, there were these special weather statements, which, you know, you kind of have to know how to find them. They're not going to break into programming with those, you know, strong thunderstorm located over southeastern St. Louis County or whatever. But one of the things I often have to remind, I train folks on like outdoor weather survival because, and it's really based on thunderstorms, is that the majority of thunderstorms that we experience are not going to cross that threshold where they get warned, but they can pack quite a punch. Right.
Yeah.
So, so if there's a 10-minute downpour and it's blinding and the visibility is below an eighth of a mile, you know, something that would be comparable to a blizzard, but it doesn't have, it's not producing a flood. It's not likely to produce a flood. It's not producing a tornado, a large hail or damaging winds. You're not going to get a warning for it. And so we have to kind of remember that these storms, they, you know, some of them are 45,000 feet tall. They can pack a punch, even if they're not technically severe. And I was in one of those downpours yesterday here in the Twin Cities, and wow, it was intense.
Yeah,
I mean, it came down. It came down.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened yesterday too. Yeah. And because I don't think it crossed any of those thresholds, as you say, but it packed a punch. And then we also had some serious wind. And many of the listeners know about the Nordhus 38-foot sailboat trying to cross the lake right now. They were in Marquette during the big northwest to southwest blow, I think is what it was.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I actually thought of that because you mentioned it last week. And there was, you know, I figure, oh, they're professional mariners. They know what they're doing. They have good weather information. But, you know, the system that came through early in the week, it looked, it just had this look where it's not like a blizzard. It's not an Edmund Fitzgerald type thing.
Right.
But it was kind of sneaky. And these sneaky systems, they're the ones that they come through without a lot of really remarkable weather. So they don't produce big thunderstorms or they don't produce a blizzard. They just kind of come through, produce some precipitation. And a lot of times as they get out to the east, especially kind of over near the lake, they start intensifying and they wind up pretty good. I mean, it doesn't go, you know, we've heard the term bombogenesis, where a cyclone, you know, basically sort of just implodes into this like monstrous system. Not quite that, but sort of a micro version of it. It looked like the storm was going to be pretty strong and that there were going to be some northwesterly winds. And I thought, oh gosh, I mean, some of the wave models were showing 15, 18 foot waves on parts of Lake Superior following that system. And I'm sure that's some of what pushed the ice then, you know, into some of the bays and into the nooks and crannies on the south side of Lake Superior.
Yes, they completely blocked the channel essentially to Sault Ste. Marie, which is why the sailboat is holed up in Marquette waiting for the ice to break up. They have weather windows, but they don't want to become icebreakers, and they've had what they call a hard no from the Coast Guard as far as getting through there. So that's where they're at. I have a question for you, Kenny, that's moving us right back into the present. I look ahead this week and I see temperatures around 48, 52, which I happen to notice is really about average for this time of year in this part of the world. But the lows are, you know, 5 to 10 degrees above average. And one thing I've learned in general about climate change is that the lows are rising higher than the highs. And I thought, is this just sort of a typical example of that, where our average low right now is 31 and our highs are pretty average, but our lows are more like 35 and 38 and 40. And so just a quick question for you that.
Yeah, I think it's a good example of that. We see this a lot where it seems, because what we're outside during the day, right? That's where you really experience the weather.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of this in recent years where during the daytime, even in the summer, seems pretty typical, you know, temperatures in the 70s, maybe the 80s. And then you look at the statistics and the month is 3 degrees warmer than normal, even though the highs were right around, you know, right around the ledger. And yeah, that's often because evenings. And yeah, it's really, this is tied into the physical process that is changing the climate, which is that we have additional greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
Right.
And those are absorbing the heat that escapes. And the heat does most of its escaping at night when the sun is not shining and providing that additional input. Whereas during the day, you're being bombarded by sunlight even when it's cloudy. And that's why temperatures tend to rise during the day. You're not losing heat. It's at night when you would lose heat that the greenhouse gas has really become more activated. So, I mean, they're active the whole time. They're just working. They're just doing more work and earning their keep a little better at night, and especially in the winter, and especially winter nights. So you're right. I mean, I can't say for sure that, yeah, we're in a classic changing climate pattern here. But, you know, there could be other things. Cloud cover also can prevent the overnight lows from dropping to the normal conditions that you would experience, but it could be a little of both also.
Okay. Fascinating. Yeah. And then seems like we're getting a lot of wet. So I think this is all good.
Yeah, it is good. We need it. I was up, you know, the reason I asked about the snow last week or this past week, I was up in Virginia, Minnesota, just so about what, 50 miles west of you, on Monday night and Tuesday. And it was a little thin little, I would call it a little carpeting of wet, slushy snow covering everything. It was really pretty and also really obnoxious because it was the kind where you step in the snow and your foot is like, it's like you stepped into a puddle. Yeah, so we've had a few systems come through. We had yesterday's, we had earlier in the week. I think we'll all either get grazed by or missed by the system coming up later this weekend, but that's going to also produce some winds because that's a pretty compact little cyclone, and that's going to pass over Lake Michigan and drop some more northerly winds onto the Lake Superior. That we're looking at Sunday into Monday there. And then we are in a more active pattern. There are actually signs of heavy precipitation across much of Minnesota as we get later into next week, and kind of coming in waves every 3-4 days after that for 1 to 2 weeks. So it looks like a more active pattern for sure.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. And we will look forward to the rain, and we will not start complaining about all the mud because we'll know it's really important for the.
Yeah, we do need. Yeah, we need mud right now. That's
we
for
do.
Sure.
And we've already heard that our wildfire danger has dropped already and it will hopefully continue to drop. So anyway, thanks so much, Kenny. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thanks a lot. We'll see you.
Bye-bye. Kenny Blumenfeld, with senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.